I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The international political wrangling about Syria's chemical weapons stockpile doesn't change the fact that the country's population continues to struggle. More than 100,000 people have been killed in the two-year civil war, over a million displaced. Transworld Radio is trying to bring comfort to the hurting through a radio program called Hope for Syria. It points listeners to Scripture.
In the last 3-4 months, we could see people coming to Christ, finding hope in Him, believing that He's able to protect them and to bring a better future for them.
TWR needs your prayer and financial support. Details at missionnetworknews.org. Next, we've told you about four guys involved in a vicious gang rape case in India. They were found guilty earlier this week, and a judge is deciding their fate today. We talked about the case with India Partners' Sarah Sparks.
Very close to my heart because I've worked with abused women for 10 years.
She'd like to think this case could change things for women. However,
the core fundamental beliefs that a woman is less doesn't make it too hopeful.
Pray for India's women and pray that the gospel will spread. And greater growth in Kenya is waiting on one simple thing, a fence. Kids Alive International helps more than 60 boys find new life in Christ at their home for former street kids. They're starting a farming project so the boys can grow most of the food they eat. But to keep everyone safe, they need to put a fence around the land. Funding is needed. Can you help? Get connected at our website. Pray that by learning to grow food, kids learn how God cares for them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.